great 3 points. You know, probably stop a small bit of a slide and might give it a bit of momentum.
Tell us about the goal, because it was well worked, wasn't it? Ben Pearson played it through to you and then you just kept running and running and slotted it.
Yeah, I suppose it kind of opened up. Ben played a lovely pass and there was just a bit of space, so I carried on in. And then, fortunately, the ball ended up in the back of net, so no complaints.
But you've come close a few times recently, haven't you? So nice to get that first one and see it nestle in the corner.
Yeah, it's always good to get a goal, you know. But like I said, you know, it was a 3 points to a doubter. If goal falls my way, great. But great to keep getting them 3 points if we can do it.
Give us an appreciation of those two goals from Aidan McGeady as well.
Yeah, two brilliant goals left and right. The second one especially was something special, you know, great little touches and the curler, like, you know, not many players have that ability. Unfortunately, Aidan does and he's playing with us.
Let's give you a real lift when you know that whatever situation you're in a match, he can, or somebody else, yourself, whoever it may be, can just, you know, create something really special out of nothing, really.
Yeah, well, look, Aidan's quality, you know, he's probably not a championship player, if we're being honest there. You know, he's unbelievable ability, just hasn't worked out for him at everything, unfortunately. But there's a lot of very, very good players in the squad as well. And, you know, obviously Jordan had a brilliant month last month and, you know, we've been solid as well. So, look, we're playing good stuff as a team.
Yeah, Birmingham City next. You've had three of these four games at home, haven't you? So how important is this?
Yeah, look, they're all important now at this stage. It's very, very tight in around 11th, 12th, upwards to 6th. You know, there's not much in it and there's kind of very little margin for error. So we'll have to be going all out to get 3 points and play as well as we possibly can. You know, if we can play as well as we did against Brentford, be confident of picking up 3 points.
Yeah, and how have you found it at home? Is it of a very different kind of environment to what you do away from home? The crowd and everything? Because they were right behind you on Saturday, didn't they?
Yeah, it's always good to play at home, you know, but you suppose you can't really look at it in that sense. It's always just going to be a game, 11v11. You just have to, you almost have to try win every single game you're going to play. And you know, it's definitely not something that I ever think of home or away. Just try to do my own thing.
And just finally, how have you found settling into life here? You seem to have taken to it very quickly at championship level.
Yeah, I've enjoyed it. Just hopefully I can keep going and we can keep going.
Of course, Andy Boyle came over with you, yet he's not featured too much. How's he finding it?
Yeah, Boyle's a great professional. You know, he's a very, very good player and he's a good lad. You know, it's obviously every footballer wants to play and it's not easy not playing. But it'll be the manager's decision ultimately. And I know Boyle, I played him for 3 years now and he'll be well capable.
You're talking about the competition. All you can do, like you did on Saturday, I guess, is take your chance, isn't it? But as you say, with all the players vying for a spot, that pressure's always on, isn't it? You know that when you do get the nod that you've got to step up.
Yeah, well, I suppose that's the joy of it. You need that. You need that pressure to keep performing. And, you know, I think everyone knows if you take the foot off the gas that you won't be in the team the following week. And to have that's brilliant, you know, it keeps everyone right at it. And, you know, it'll only help us in the long run.
Sort of that win on Saturday ended a sort of run of draws and the one defeat at Cardiff as well. Important to kick on now, I guess, isn't it? You know, with another chance to really get things up and running.
Yeah, it could be a tough game. Obviously, Birmingham haven't had a great run the last while since Solo's come in, but they're playing well without winning, if that makes sense, I suppose. You know, they've a good side and, you know, a lot of quality throughout. Trying to play an open, kind of more expansive game. You know, it's not easy to change the way the club has been under a certain manager, and, you know, just hopefully, I suppose, it doesn't click for them.